Ace Perspective. This week we are bringing you an episode we like to call Exploring ASMR. We are your hosts Levi Orgis and Addie Hart, and today we will be discussing ASMR. But first, some background knowledge.
I'm sure you're probably wondering what ASMR is. Well, ASMR stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response, which is an experience characterized by a static-like or tingling sensation on the skin that typically begins on the scalp and moves down the back of the neck and upper spine. ASMR signifies the subjective experience of low-grade euphoria characterized by a combination of positive feelings. It is most commonly triggered by specific auditory or visual stimuli. Some of these triggers include soft-spoken or whispering voices, quiet repetitive sounds such as turning the pages of a book, loud chewing, crunching, slurping, or biting, tapping or scratching, personal attention, and hundreds more.
Before we continue, we're going to have you listen to some ASMR. Okay, you just listened to some ASMR. So some questions to ask yourself would be, how did it make you feel? What did you think? Was it pleasurable or unbearable? Do you think that benefited you at all? So ASMR can be both helpful and not. Some people like it and get the tingling sensation, which relaxes them or makes them feel good. And then some people can't stand it and are disgusted by the sounds. But ASMR is proven to improve focus and can help people study. It helps people relax and can even help people who suffer from insomnia. For around 5% of listeners, the experience is sexually stimulating. Now we're going to interview some people about ASMR. Sitting here today, and I'm going to be interviewing her about ASMR. Okay, do you know what ASMR is?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what, have you ever experienced it? Like, have you ever listened to it?
Yeah, like, not like on my own will, just like I've seen it like on Instagram.
Okay, where do you stand going into this? Do you like it? Do you not like it? What's it?
I really, really don't like it, except for like some kinds are like okay, but
why don't you like it?
It's, like, disgusting, and it just gives me, like, the chills and makes me, like, cringe. I don't like it at all. It's just not good.
Do you like anything about it, or is it just, like, in general?
Like, in general, I don't like it, but, like, there's, like, ones where, like, a car, like, crushes stuff. Those are, like, satisfying, but, like, ones where, like, people are, like, chewing or talking are not. They're disgusting.
Okay, thank you for your time.
Yeah, no problem.
So Sydney doesn't like ASMR at all. She said that the only thing that she likes is like tapping and scratching and crunching, and when they have videos of a tire squishing like stuff on the ground.
So don't you think it's kind of weird how some people love ASMR and then some people just hate it?
I do think it's really weird, because how can people have such different opinions on one singular thing that's the same throughout all different videos?
Yeah, so I was thinking about that, and I thought that maybe it had something to do with brain chemistry, and I looked into it a little further.
So, if ASMR has a clear connection with the senses, we have a right to wonder, does it have a connection with brain stuff and brain chemistry? And we decided to find out. After a bit of searching, we found an incredibly interesting article based off a study conducted with people who do and don't experience ASMR. Scientists presumed that the mechanisms behind the sensation were rooted in the default mode network, also known as DMN. So, an fMRI was used to study these people and discovered that the brains of the people varied in two ways. First, the DMN of participants who experience ASMR have less connectivity between frontal, attentional, and sensory regions of the brain. This means that, generally speaking, these people would have a harder time controlling their emotional responses to situations. This group, which experiences ASMR, also had an increased connectivity between the occipital, frontal, and temporal cortex, which means that these people would have an increased emotional response to sensual stimuli. So, in a basic summary of things, people who experience tingles are more emotionally reactive.
I have Jamie here today, and we'll be interviewing him about his opinion on ASMR. Do you know what ASMR is?
No, I'm not familiar with that.
Okay, ASMR is a type of noise or picture that can make you have a tingling sensation. You can, like, either like it, usually people like it, or they don't. And since you don't know what it is, we're going to play some for you. After listening to ASMR, did you like it?
Yes, it was very interesting.
Did you get some sort of tingly sensation?
No, I didn't. Sorry.
What did you like about it?
All the different sounds and the descriptions of them, when you could hear them and try to identify them.
Which specific triggers did you like the most? Like, which out of the sounds did you like most?
Oh, what sound?
Which
sounds?
Specific one?
The soda can one was very clear. The tin foil. The person eating the kicks was very interesting.
Okay, thank you for letting me interview you.
Well, thank you for letting me participate.
So, Jamie's interview went totally different than Sydney's. He actually liked the ASMR, which really different.
So, something weird about this is that right before we started playing the ASMR for Jamie, he said something about how emotional he is, which is weird because we just talked about that. Also, something to keep in mind is that Sydney is about 30 years younger than Jamie is.
Fun fact! ASMR began with Bob Ross. His calming voice and the sound of the brush strokes relaxed his listeners. It became a YouTube phenomenon in around 2010. Since then, the community has expanded it greatly, with thousands of videos exhibiting hundreds of different triggers. The sensation has even spread to Spotify, with many podcasts and audios streamed every day.
Totally different.
One thought ASMR was good, and one thought it was bad. There was different opinions on each of the triggers, too. This shows you that everyone is different, and that everyone has different brains and different brain chemistry.
So, at the end of the day, what do you think the purpose of ASMR is?
There's no real purpose, because it wasn't created for anything specifically. It just sort of got discovered by people. It's beneficial because it helps people relax, relieve stress, it helps to fall asleep, it helps with insomnia, it helps you focus better, and so many other things. Should this be spread because of its benefits?
I think so. There's a lot of stigma around ASMR. People think that it's creepy or even sexual, but really, ASMR is just an innocent experience that can really help some people out. I think it's important that ASMR is spread with the idea of relaxation. Thank you for listening to Exploring ASMR. Be sure to join us next week for another episode of...